start driving it, I want to get this man, get this thing, and be like a drunk.
Do we have a name for it?
No name. That's all I know about him.
What other thing did you have? Now, what do you call a tobacco, the Indian tobacco?
Buiva.
Come again.
Buiva.
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 And kinnike is a different one, huh?
They're different ones.
Yeah. Is it the one that goes by the side of the road? Wherever the road is clear, that's... Or what does the kinnike look like?
No, that's buiva.
No, what...
What does kinnike look like? Kinnike.
No, he is, looks like that leaves right there. Leave a big stack, maybe a little bigger. This grows right here under the trees, under the cottonwoods, alongside the creek.
Does it have a flower on it?
I don't think so. I don't think it's any flower. I never see any of
them.
It's just a green, just like all of it, you know, just solid.
They don't ever remember.
All you get the leaves, you know, get the leaves, knock the leaves off. And you dry that, you know, and then mash it. Put it in with that buiva.
To make stuff together.
Where do you find that kinnike?
Oh, yeah, above Scuffy's, on Table Mountain.
Pretty high, huh?
Pretty high. You got to have a saddle on it.
Do you ever put shells, you know, like clam shells or well, but not oyster. I mean, there wouldn't be oyster egg shells. I put any kind of shells in with the tobacco.
Oh, that's more than I can tell. I don't know. That's all I know. They cook that differently. When you get that, can you get the vodka? You gotta get the deer oil. Deer fat or non-sheep fat. Melt that and boil them in there. Get your saddle horse next time. Come over. We'll go up and get them. You get a sack full, two sack full. You take a pack horse and put them on the pack horse. Then you can use them for something, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the house.
Lots of things, good stuff for smoke.
Come on.
The baby rabbit.
Oh, maybe
have oil.
No, him bakan. Come
inside their intestine. Well, next to the in the little baby rabbits. Well, is it the little unborn rabbits or the little baby? After they've been sucking milk, by it's that yellow stuff.
I'm going to go to the new one.
That's all right. I'll move that.
That's all right. You see, never come on my game.
Would you like to have me turn?
Oh, no, he's not.
In the back, just sit back
and then they grind it with this other stuff. And then they smoke it. That came out of the little rabbit. Is that the mahogany elf? That stuff they got?
Is she telling what this is used for? Is this just a pleasure smoke, or is it?
Yeah, just a pleasure smoke, and they both, they've smoked it. It's
better than
When is a pleasure smoked? I mean, bring around like we are here, or is it for some sort of a festival?
Oh, just for smoking.
Just for smoking, huh?
And they were trying to tell me about another smoke that an Indian doctor would smoke. Made with the chewing tobacco, and I don't remember what kind of a tree or mother was here that one time, and she got some of that. She was going to make a frame for an Indian basket, and that was the kind of the...
It wasn't by any chance choke cherry, was it? Is he telling us what it's called in Shoshone?
Mm-hmm.
There's a we've got a name recorded here in Shoshone then, huh? Because I'll be able to find a translation for it. And they use the bark of it?
They use the bark of it. And the next of us are chewing tobacco, I guess it is. And a doctor who smokes that.
Well then, does he smoke it in papers nowadays, or is this a pipe that he'll smoke it in? When he doctors with this stuff. No, but neither do they have chewing tobacco. See, I mean,
well, what did they call tupahu then? Well, that would be chewing tobacco. That argument will come up.
That's all right. I mean, this is a good thing to settle because, you see, you get mixed up. But if it was chewing tobacco, then this must be after the whites came, or is it some different...
It's probably after the whites came.
Then they might have papering them. Jimmy, and where does he smoke with paper stuff?
Jimmy, he has a special canned tobacco that Tuxedo, I think, he smokes when he's doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy smokes this blue too.
She told me about that, and she's going to take me to it, but I can't get a description that I can identify the plant out of it, either. But this Kaniki, is that what you call it, Kaniki? That interests me so much because that's what the Yakimas call tobacco. They call the regular tobacco Kaniki. And so you see how that name comes up for something that you smoke. Clear from the Yakima, clear down through here. This was so interesting.
So I'll visit the mark one, the way they were. I like anger. So I'll visit the mark one, the way they were.
And that's the enemy of the coyote ghost? Is this coyote a ghost, or is this a different creature?
Well, it must be a different creature.
What is its name, you know?
Tuabi.
Huh?
Tuabi, they call it.
Tuabi.
But in English, it would be a ghost.
Yeah. Do they have the word ninit here? What is it?
What?
I can do me the crime. I walk the new again. I don't
know.
And then budget me, I'm not budget me. I'm budget me.
I'm budget me. I'm budget
me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me.
I'm budget me.
I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm
budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me. I'm budget me.
I can't say it.
And go, send him. He's going to
let
now. Oh, don't have a hammock, my dear. Don't have a hammock. Oh, don't know. I have to go much. No, Huckock, any canyon, any canyon. You go up in there to 20 big rock walls. You can holler, they'll holler same time as you. When you talk, he talks same time as you.
Yes,
any of these canyons, didn't care where. I didn't know what month, I didn't know what it's in the summer, I didn't know. I hear that all the time.
Boy,
it's coming.
What's in the end of that? Soon the other day, Mr. Wouldn't buy at the middle of the room.
This way, should you have a healing booth? It's in the idea. Who's some of the hurrying man? Who's some banana will make an even? I have to matter. Who's some of the girls? And I'm a super. Now on. So I did some bad and one and so I have a next year. So,
how did
you get that song? I saw the song, that's a ghost song. I have a lot of my hair written there. That was for anybody in the country. With the no people was around here. No kind of a people. Not even Indian or not even a no kind. That's Indian story. You see there, here's the teepee in the hot creek over here. It's kind of a little, or maybe not quite big as this. Just rock this way, just peak, you know. Then they got a door one side, a broken door comes down like this. He broke that myself and opened it. There's a girl coming there, you know, to want to see him. He heard somebody talking outside. Well, he'd get up, jump up quick, you know, he'd get his teepee, you know, the wooden teepee used to be. He'd just open it like this and come out to see the girl. The girl told me, you come out and I want to talk to you. He went out to have a talk. I don't know what did they mean. Is there a girl who wanted to take him back his home? Well, that fella, you know, he's only one man and nobody else, just alone. He was there, you know. Then he told him, well, I'll go with you. So far, about a half away, and I can come back. And the girl says, all right. Well, they keep going. They keep going someplace down there, around to Los Angeles, someplace down below there. It's a little island there. They live on the island, a little bit of an island, you know, I don't know, maybe 200 miles round. Something like that. Well, then he had an old mother, that girl. That's all that lived there, just his girl and the old woman. That's his mother. Well, he said, you better go down there with me anyhow to see my mother. Oh, he said, I'm going home. No, he said, the girl coaxed him, you know, take him down, and he went down with him. He went down with them. Finally, they went over there, you know. Finally, they went on there. They got some kind of a, I don't know, what it was. He got some kind of a boat, I don't know what kind of, made out of some kind of this, a tule. They got some of that made, you know, that girl made it, and he put it at the end of the lake. Oh, maybe 2-3 miles in the lake, you know, where that little island. Well, he take them over there. All they live on is duck and mud hen. That's all the groceries they got. No fish. They can't get the fish. See, who knows it? That's all they live on. Them ducks, and young ducks, you know, and them mud hens come in them tulips, you know. Mm-hmm. They just go down to pick them up, young ones. Oh, they get them up, you know, and then they dry them up. That's what they live on. They live on that. Oh, that man wanted to come back. He said, oh, I got a lot of things to home, you know. I think I better go home, you know, and just take care of my things. The same time, maybe he ain't got anything. He get to say that. Oh, that girl said, no. He stay with us in here. He keeps us, coaxed him to stay. He stay there. Oh, he stay there, I don't know, maybe 2 years. Find the old woman, he make a willow basket, great big one. So it's big enough the man can care. Well, about he's plenty a year there. He's plenty a year, maybe a year, something like that. He put something in that basket when he come home. About a year he stayed down there, plenty a year, something like that. And he, the old woman told him, you better take this home with you. Well, he taken it. Oh, he get tired packing them. About a half away, he said, what was the old woman talking about of me taking this home? He said, now I want to look at the damn thing. What is it? I want to find out before I take them home. Well, he take him home. When he said that, you know, thinking that, you know, he had a big, well, it just seems, you know, as a quart. He took a quart out on top. When he took that quart out, why, you see, just people are going every place. All kinds of people. Black, white, yellow, red, all kinds. What the left in there, you know, a little, he just put the lead back on top. Boy, geez, he lost the best of people, you know, and then he, what he, they keep, you know, that was a Shoshonish, an Indian, the black one. Yeah, he didn't know that, what there was an old woman to give him, you know.
That's what basket full of people, but he just kept the Shoshone.
Yeah, he got for the Shoshone. That's where this Indian started from. I forget most of them, you know. There's more about us. I forget. Mm-hmm. I forget. That's the best I can do.
Was that man, was he a coyote?
He's a man.
He's a man.
Yeah, he's a man. Mm-hmm. Only one man. No woman, no girls, no children, nothing. Just only alone. Here's a teepee over to Hot Creek. Anybody can see it.
Uh-huh.
You can see it if you want to go over. The people will show you.
Yeah, I'll ask them to go on.
Yeah. A little old teeth, about half as big as this house. And the door's breaking. You can see, you know, where's the breaking.
Uh-huh.
He just opened it like this. Yeah. He just was a yard. That's why the Indians come from first place. That's the way they claim, you know.
Yeah.
It might be somebody else to give them that story too. We don't know.
That's a wonderful story, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how they give them people.
Did the Shoshones have any stories about the porcupine making storms?
Porcupine.
Porcupine, yeah.
Oh, a lot of story about that, too. Porcupine from here with the one fella. There's one fella. And the porcupine, there's two of them. Porcupine says, well, that's a goal. He's up north. Well, that fella here says, well, all right, I'll go with you. Now, that fella, you know, he walks fast, and then the porcupine, he's doing a walk fast now. He said, well, come on, what's the matter with you? You walk too slow. Oh, he said, I get there. Keep going that way, you know. Finally, they get up to north someplace, way up there. I don't know where. They've been going for going for going, oh, I don't know how long. Finally, they found a big Indian camp up there, you know, have a big blowout, you know, the big dance and everything. Well, then, fellas, you know, that the porcupine, he went around and looked around. Everywhere they look at him. But they'd never seen him or what it is. They couldn't make nothing out of him. He's got all kinds of funny looking hair and everything, you know, and small eyes and everything. Lots of people look at him. Every damn one of them look at him. Finally, he shook himself like this. You know, all those crickets, whatever it is on his back, all over. Well, that's all that come out and went in the people's eyes. Knock the whole eyes out. They kill all the Indians up there. Then they cut the heel off. Get the heel. Porcupine.
Yeah.
Cut the heel off, you know, and put it on the heel feet. You ever see porcupine feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, different kind. All different, like. Yeah. Patches. that's another story, see?
That's another good one, Tim.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
Yeah, that's where that was happened. Yes, an Indian was down here, where you call Cowich Mountain. The big band Indians. They're playing. They're playing this, Teen football game, you know. They got a ring about a big set. They got a ring.
Yeah.
But they throw that, you know, they had a two big or one big long stick. Two men plays it. Yeah. They play against one each other, you see. So every time he wheeled that, you know, then just hit him with that. They couldn't miss him. Once in a while they get him in that ring. And then he wins. Yeah. They roll them slow, you know, like this, you know. There's a good ground, everything's good. And then kind of a little fence on the one side. There on the other, you know, when you run through that, you know, they just hit him. Sometimes they go in the hole, you know, and he's the one to beat him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what they're doing that. One fella's name's Crow. One fella, he name's Crow. he was sitting on the edge of the rock. You see, rim rock up here.
Mm-hmm.
And about a half away, you know, another rim comes down. He's sitting on there. He watching them fellas playing. Finally, by golly, he fall down. He get rolled off from there. Everybody was there, you know, pick him up, you know. He said, what's wrong? What happened? What killed him? Anything like that. They pick him up and look around on everything. Well, that man, he wasn't dead, you know. Pretty soon he come to it. They ask him, you know, the chief, everything, ask him. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I smell peanut. I smell peanut. He said, I got that in my my breath, you know, to knock me off, he said. He said, there's somebody cooking the peanut up here north someplace, he said. It's quite a way. There was no peanuts around this country then. Finally, you know, everybody says, well, If he tells truth, we'll go up there and get him. Get the poignard. Well, he said, I'm telling you the truth. He said, that's what's happening with me. I know. It's the poignard up there, they say. They went up there, you know. The lot of them went. About 200-300 Indians went up there. They were going to get that poignard. Well, they went. Pretty soon they find him up there someplace around, I don't know what it's in Idaho or what it's in Montana. The peaks up there, yet, you know, when you cover the pine nuts, gather them up and cover them up with the rocks, you ever see that? They said up there yet, they say. That's so up there yet. Rock being piled up here, you know, just a little piece. And there'll be another one over there, and be another one over there. The rock's up there same way, they say. Well, they finally, you know, they get some pines. They fetch them down here, they plant them somewhere here, and they got them. There was no pines in this country. That's the one for the fellow named Crow, you know, he the man that found it.
Did they have any trouble getting them up there?
Huh?
Did they have any trouble getting the pine?
Well, they had a trouble.
What
when
kind of
they
trouble?
Stole that pine, you know?
Yeah.
Two, three fellas stole them. They leave in the night when they stole them.
Yeah.
Finally, some of them fellas missed some of the people who went up there, you know. Well, I said, well, they took our pine nuts. He said, we got to go get them and get it back. And they come in, starting fighting, you know. They killed him, pretty near killed most of them, you know. There's a few come back. Yeah. Both sides, you know. These people killed them too, you know. They're both sides. They're fighting big battles. Yeah. That's the way that happened with that. There was no pine up here them days. It's just nothing but a cedar tree. Now it's pine tree. See? You know them, I don't know, what would you do call it? You know them blue birds, pine birds, blue?
Yeah.
You ever seen them?
Yeah, the ones that go out, the ones that call and tell people where you are, and they
yeah, lots of them in the bunch all the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they you walk along, why they make a lot of noise to tell everybody where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. is that the one that could smell them?
The those people who was people then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, after them kill off and everything, you know, they come to, after they pass away and something, and then people, you know, they turn into birds.
Oh.
Real birds.
Oh, the
pinus bird, you see.
The people that got killed on that,
yeah.
On
people,
that fight.
People who was there, you know, people get that first.
Uh-huh.
They get the pinus everything.
Yeah.
They get the pinus here. Then whatever they kill is passed away, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they turn into birds, bluebirds,
pine
nut birds, whatever they call it.
Pine crows, don't they call them pine crows?
They all flew around, a lot of them in the bunch.
Uh-huh.
400-500 sometimes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sometimes 100.
Okay.
Yeah. That was them. Them was the people who was here,
yeah.
You know.
They went to get that pine nut.
Yeah. That's the way they come out when they pass away. Now the other people got in here. A lot of things. I couldn't remember it all.
Tim, did the coyotes teach the Indians how to make arrowheads?
Oh, that easy, didn't it? That easy.
I say, did the coyotes teach them?
No, they just make them, you know, pick them up. One man to fix it first, and the rest of them make it. They take, you know, the mountain sheep horn.
Yeah.
You take that, you know, they pry them like this, make a arrow heads out of them. Mm-hmm. That mountain sheep, the horn, you know, won't break.
Uh-huh.
So just to make a little crack in them like this, you know, and then you just break them like this.
Can you make arrowheads, Tim?
Oh, I can make them if I want to. I ain't got no use for them.
Could you show me how to make them sometime?
Oh, putting everybody knows them how to make them. A lot of people make them.
I've never seen anybody make them.
Oh, they can make them if they want to. They don't want to make them, that's all. That's pretty easy to make. That's the only thing that's easy. Yeah.
I would like to learn. I just don't know how to make them.
Well, that's the way they do it. I've been told lots of times. They pick them up, you know, the good flint, you know, and then they just break them first. Then they come in and start them. They put them in the ashes, you see, where it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
They just bury them there, you know. Well, where the warm got one of them, get warm, and he come in to working on them, breaking them. When they get to cool off, they put it back and get another one.
Oh.
You see? They break easy that way.
They
get a little warm.
Warm, huh?
Yeah, not hot, you know, just warm. Yeah. That's the way they do it.
Tim, I think I'll come back in a couple of days.
Couple of days?
Maybe 2 days. Maybe.
Go back with your own car?
No, maybe Kim will bring me.
Maybe he's going to work, isn't it?
Kim.
Yeah.
Maybe just Kim and the two women.
Oh.
So, you... Will you think up some more stories and remember some more stories and some more songs?
Hmm. Oh, I know a little up the stories. They're doing a run for. See?
Well, little stories are good too, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Little stories are good too.
See? I forget all them things. You know, when it was them early days, I was a kid. Oh, maybe 10, 12 years old, something like that. You know, I listened to some of them old people talking all the time about the world. Well, at the same time, I forget all them things.
Tim, is there a story about a kingfisher, a bird kingfisher?
Huh?
You have a story about a bird called a kingfisher? Fish is all by itself, a little bird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has a crest on its head, it has a flat head.
Yeah.
Do you have a story about him?
I heard about some of this big bird eat the people. A big bird flies over, you know, and they come along and they say the Indian here lately, about my time, somewhat long ago, they see you know, flew over to kill Indians. If the Indian walk along and they just fly over to pick them up, you know, and they eat them. Yes, as I said, they got a big wing, just like this dog here, big dog. And they got the wings behind. It's almost like in a dog. Only got the wings.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they seen him here, you know. They see him and he can kill Indian too. But that's about my time, somewhat along there. Ever since the white people come here, they never see it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know? They used to wonder, they kill one Indian over here to see Lake Valley. People have seen them doing it, pick them up and take them away and eat them. Two of them.
Hmm.
Tim, do the Indians have any stories about earthquakes?
They never get bad days, never.
Earthquakes.
Huh?
Earthquakes.
Oh, yes, they know that. They don't know, they get no name for that. Only thing that they say to us, fuck over you with them. Means, you know, that's the ground is moving. Shaking, you know, moving.
Do they have any stories about why it moves?
No. They ain't got no idea on the owner for that. Oh, they got lots of stories. They got one story. Two fellas from this country, around here someplace. Two fellas. One small man and one a big man. They went back to the east. Way, I don't know. Some of us way back at the lake or someplace, big ocean, someplace. They've been going I don't know how long. They made houses over hills. They go from here today, they make house on top of that Table of Mountain. Next morning, they move, they make another mountain again, or they make house over there again. They've been doing that for I don't know how long. 6-7 a month or maybe a year. Finally, they got away over there someplace. As I said, the sun was here pretty close them days. Them two fellas went, you know, they moved it up a little higher. That's what we got today. That's Indian story. That's the first big story I ever heard. I didn't remember it all. How you putting all this stuff on it? You got here all that. They got all that story. Some of them got a little, some of them got a little longer. See? I didn't get much of that, though. I know some, you know, that's all, not very long.
Do they have a story about the moon, Tim?
The moon, that's the same time, you know.
Same time.
The moon, they move the sun and moon, both of them. Yeah. Them two fellas. One big man, one small man.
Oh, that's what, I see what you mean. I didn't realize that was the two fellas. I see what.
Yeah. Yeah, sun was, you know. When is the storm? Supposed to be storm tonight. Another 1 foot snow, 2 feet snow. Before it come up at 10, before about 9, 10 o'clock, well, that the snow will be all melt. And then people don't like that. You see, you got no time to kill the rabbits, the cottontail, anything, you know. No. Well, the tracks are gone. They can't follow them up. So that's the reason they got mad. They went back there someplace. They moved the sun and moon. They moved the further up. That was the first, the biggest story was that. That was a long one. I couldn't remember it. That was the big one. That's the biggest thing in the Indian was that first thing, you know. That do almost anything. That big man comes back, you know, and that little fella, he stays over there. He don't want to come home. He said, you don't like this country. He said, no, it don't last long. You go out. Then the big man said, well, I'll go home in here, wherever he comes from. He did come back. I guess I'm a geezer. I guess that's what it is.
Indian genius.
Yeah. Well, they got a name for it, you know, and I don't want to say it. You see, it don't sound right in the white.
Uh-huh.
It's all right now for the Indian way.
Yeah.
In the white way, you know, it was, if I say that, you know, white people in the hear that, they won't believe it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He thought so, was maybe I was lying. See? And I don't want to say that. That's the Indian rule. That's the first one. That's the big one. That big man comes back this way from over there. He made a lot of trouble all the way through. He done anything. Don't care what it is he done. He done lots of things.
Are you getting tired, Tim?
Hmm?
Are you getting tired now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, get tired.
I think he's got to go to work tomorrow, and I think maybe...